People often say, have a good day. But if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
It will be Hamburg's basketball to start this second quarter as Mountain Home leads 14-10. Both teams coming out on the floor. It will be Wilson turning the inbound pass on the far sideline for the Lions. He gets into Lewis in the backcourt, and we are back underway. Lewis walks the ball across half-court stripe. Mounts on once again in a man-to-man defense. Ball goes over to Johnson on the right side. Now to Caleb Bridges. Now up top to Wilson. Over to Lewis on the left. Lewis dribbling down into the lane. Has the ball knocked away from him. And looks like the ball was knocked towards Caleb Bridges. And he just couldn't handle the ball. It goes out of bounds. And Mount Tom's going to get it back on Hamburg's second turnover of the night. 20 seconds into the second quarter. Mount Tom with the ball up four. Gilbert into the front court. Hamburg is in a 2-3 zone. Ball goes over to Cresselius on the left side. Now throws it back to Gilbert. Over to Bashir's on the right. Up top to Gilbert. Over to Cresselius on the left. Down to Cruz in the corner. Back to Cresselius. Once again to Cruz. He goes tries to go cross court to Gilbert. Ball was knocked away. Goes out of bounds. Good heads up play by Hamburg, but they couldn't save it from going out of bounds. It will be Mount Holmes basketball on the far sideline with 7:12 left of the first half. 14-10, the Bombers lead the Lions. Gilbert brings the ball back into the front court, throws over to Bashir's on the right side, up top to Gilbert, back to Bashir's, down to Jones in the corner. Finds Cruz, tries to give it to Cruz on a low block, ball was knocked away, goes out of bounds, last touch by Mountain Home, and it will be Hamburg's basketball on the turnover. 7 minutes left of the half. Hamburg with the ball, Mountain Home with the four-point advantage. Here is Caleb Bridges in the front court, dribbles towards the low block, goes up, pulls up for the jumper off the glass and in. Caleb Bridges now with 8 points. 14-12, Mountain Home leading at 6:41 left of the half. Gilbert throws it into the front court to Cresselius. Goes back up top to Gilbert. Once again to Cresselius on the right side. Thought about the three. Now gives it back to Gilbert. Now once again goes to Cresselius. He's going to pull up in the corner for the jumper. Misses everything. And the rebound is controlled by Wilson, but he travels in the backcourt, and Mount Home's going to get it back on the turnover. 6:27 left of the half. Mount Home gets the ball back, leading by Deuce. Talon Benton checking back into the game for the Bombers, replacing Luke Cruz. 14-12 our score. Bashir's will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets into Gilbert in the right corner. His three-pointer, good! Wyatt Gilbert with 8 points. 17-12, Mount Home leading with 6:20 left of the half. Caleb Bridges into the front court for the Lions. Mounts home once again in a half-court man. Bridges will dribble to the low block, going up for the leaning jumper. No good, but he draws contact and will hit to the free throw line. Wyatt Gilbert picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number four against the Bombers here in the first half. So Caleb Bridges back at the free throw line, where so far he's 2 of 2 with 8 points. First shot is up. Good. And he can make it a one-possession game if he gets this next one. 6:10 left of the half. Again, a reminder, the winner of this game plays Clarendon tomorrow night at 6. Loser plays Farmington for third place tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. And Bridges gets both free throws. He is now in double figures with 10 points. 17-14, Mountain Home leading with a little over 6 minutes left of the half. Gilbert into the front court, throws over to Benton on the left. Back to Gilbert. Now to Bashir's on the right. Back up top to Gilbert. Back over to Bashir's on the right. Thought about three. Now he dribbles inside the perimeter, kicks it back out to Gilbert. Gilbert has it up at the top, throws over to Benton on the left, has the ball knocked away from him, but goes out of bounds. Last touch by Caleb Bridges, and it will be Mount Tom keeping possession. Matt Jones checking out of the game, being replaced by Luke Cruz. I believe Hamburg just brought in a sub as well. I think they brought Kieran Smith back in. Gilbert takes inbound pass, gives it to Bashir's, down to Luke Cruz on the low block. He's going in for the jumper. No good, but draws contact, and he'll hit to the free throw line. That foul is on Nick Bridges, his first personal foul. Team foul number four against the Lions here in the first half. So two-shot opportunity for Luke Cruz with 5:42 left in the half. First free throw is up and good. That's his first point of the night. One more free throw coming for Cruz. His second shot does not go. A rebound controlled by Wilson and back on the Lions. Lewis has the ball in the front court over on the left side. He'll throw it up top to Caleb Bridges. He dribbles toward the free throw line, pulls up for the jumper. No good. And the rebound controlled by Cresilius and back on the Bombers. Well, Brandon Morris will check in for Mount Solomon at the next available time. Gilbert into the front court, throws over to Bashirs. Back up top to Gilbert. Once again to Bashirs, and he's going to give it to Cresilius in the corner. Up, he tried to go it up top to Gilbert. Pass was well over his head, and Gilbert will touch it in the backcourt, and that is a backcourt violation, and it will be Mount Solomon turning it over with 5:05 left of the first half. Baylor Cresilius is going to check out the game, being replaced by Brandon Morris, a 6'3 sophomore. Wilson will inbound the ball on the near sideline right in front of the Mount Solomon bench. He gets into Caleb Bridges, over to Lewis on the left. He drills towards the free throw line, up top to Caleb Bridges. Back over to Lewis on the right now. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Nigel Lewis with his first 3 points of the night, and that cuts Mount Solomon's lead to a single point. 18-17 our score with 4:45 left of the half. Ball goes to Bashirs, to Morris, now to Cruz in the right corner. He's going to dribble into lane, going up for the layup. It's partially blocked, and the ball comes back to Hamburg. Here's Lewis back the other way for the Lions. He's going into the lane for the leaning jumper. No good, gets his own rebound. Dribbles back out to the left corner, being double-teamed by Bashirs. And to avoid any type of turnover, Lewis is going to call a timeout. We'll break with 4:24 left to play in the first half. Mount Sonoma up on Hamburg 18-17. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Well, Hamburg taking their first time out of the night to avoid a turnover. So they'll inbound it on the baseline with 4:24 left to play in the first half. Mount Solomon with the 18-17 lead. But Hamburg with a chance to take the lead on this possession. It's been a while since they've had it. Lewis will trigger the inbound pass. He gets in to Nick Bridges, who dribbles out to the left wing. Now up top to Caleb Bridges, who will set the offense. Ball goes over to Wilson on the left side, up top to Lewis. Over to Nick Bridges at the left elbow. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. Rebound controlled by Gilbert, and back come the Bombers. Mount Solomon with the ball and the one-point lead. Less than 4 minutes left of the half. Hamburg once again in a 2-3 zone. Gilbert drills toward the right side. Gives it to Bashirs in the corner. Finds Cruz on the low block. Back to Gilbert. He's going to dribble toward the free throw line. Pull up for the jumper. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Smith for the Lions. He will throw it out to Caleb Bridges. Goes into the lane for the layup. No good. But he draws contact and he'll head to the charity stripe. 3:38 left to play in the first half. As that foul is called on White Gilbert. His second personal foul. Team foul number 5 against the Bombers. So Caleb Bridges back at the free throw line, where so far he is 4-for-4. The first free throw here, though, is missed. So they can't take the lead on this one, but they can tie it up with the second free throw. Second shot for Caleb Bridges is good. He gets one of two. He now has 11 points, and we're tied up at 18-all. Baylor Cresilius is checking back in for Mount Solomon, replacing Wyatt Gilbert. That is the fifth tie of the night. There's been one lead change as well. Here is Benton into the front court. Throws over to Bashirs on the right side. Back up top to Benton. Over to Cresilius on the left. Trying to decide where he wants to go with it. Now gives up top to Benton. Over to Bashirs on the right. Thought about the three, now dribbles towards the paint, gives it in the lane to Cresselius. His basket counts on the layup, and he is fouled. Good move by Cresselius to get into that lane, get that layup, and draw the contact. Baylor Cresselius will go to the line for the old-fashioned three. That foul is on Nick Bridges, his second personal foul, team foul number five against Hamburg. So Nick Bridges will take a seat as he's replaced by DJ Johnson. Cresselius' free throw to convert the three-point play, no good, and the rebound is controlled by Hamburg. Here's Lewis back the other way for the Lions. Drills toward the free throw line, finds Wilson, I'm sorry, Johnson all by himself. I got it wrong again. That's Kyron Smith all by himself on the low block for the easy layup, good, and we're tied back up. 20 all with lower 3 minutes left in the first half. Here is Cruz with the ball in the left corner. Gives it to Cresselius. Now up top to Benton. Over to Cruz on the wing. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound controlled by Benton. He goes back up with it. Off the glass. No good. Morris gets a tip in. Good. Brandon Morris with his first 2 points of the night. Mounts on back on top. 22-20 with 2:38 left of the half. Here is Caleb Bridges with the ball. He'll give it to Lewis between the circles. Lewis throws over to Wilson on the left side. Now up top to Bridges. Over to Smith on the elbow. Back to Bridges, and he's going to be called for the travel. Fourth turnover against Hamburg. 2:21 left to play in the half. Mounts home gets the ball back, leading 22-20. Benton will take the inbound pass from Morris and bring it into the front court. Benton throws over to Bashirs on the right side. Now Bashirs will give it back to Benton. Now Ben's going in towards the left elbow, goes back out to the wing. Thought about three, now throws it up top to Bashirs. Over to Cresselius on the right. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And looks like a foul is going to be called on the rebound. I believe they're going to get Luke Cruz. That is his first personal foul. That is the last foul Mountain Home had to give. The next one will put Hamburg in the bonus. 1:59 left to play in the half. Hamburg with the ball and a chance to either tie or take the lead with this possession. Bombers up 22-20. Bridges into the front court for the Lions. He throws over on the right side to Lewis. To Smith at the elbow. And Smith is going to be called for the offensive foul. He just lost control and just ran right over his defender, Luke Cruz. Kyron Smith picks up his first personal foul, team foul number six against Hamburg. And that is also the fifth turnover against the Lions. Bennett Pinson checking into the game for Mountain Home, replacing Baylor Cresselius. Pinson, a 6'2 senior. Here is Benton into the front court for the Bombers. Throws over to Bashirs. Back up top to Ben. Finds Cruz near the free throw line. Over to Pinson on the left side. Now back up top to Ben. He pulls up for a jumper near the free throw line. No good. Pinson goes up for the follow. He's tied up as his shot was blocked. And it will be Mountain Home keeping the ball on the possession arrow. 1:23 left in the half. Mountain Home with the ball, leading by two. Bashirs triggers the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets into Benton in the left corner. And he's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound controlled by Lewis. He throws it into the front court to Wilson, who's quickly back the other way for the layup. No good. And looks like foul's going to be called on the rebound against Hamburg. They're going to get Caleb Bridges. That's his third personal foul. And that does put Mountain Home in the bonus. So a 1-1 is coming up, I believe. I'm not sure for who. It's going to be Brandon Morris at the free throw line for the 1-1. This will be his first trip to the charity stripe tonight. He has 2 points so far this evening. 1:12 left to play in the first half as Morris looks to build on Mount Holmes' two-point lead. First free throw is up, rolls around, and goes in. And so he does earn the bonus with that free throw, and he can make it a two-possession game with this next one. Morris's second shot is up. Rolls around, does not go, gets one of two on that trip. Hamburg gets the rebound, 23-20, Mountain Home on top. Ball goes into the front court to Caleb Bridges. Drills into the corner. Now kicks out to Lewis, who will dribble between the circles. 1 minute left to play in the half. Three-point Bomber lead. Lewis now drills towards the right wing. Now it goes down into the paint. Going up for the layup, off the glass and in. Nigel Lewis with 5 points. And that cuts Mountain Home's lead to a point. 23-22 our score with 45 seconds left of the half. Benton into the front court. And Coach Josh Fulcher is make sure to tell his team, hold it for the last shot of the half. Ball goes over to Pence on the left, back up top to Benton. Once again over to Pinson. Over to Cruz at the elbow, up top to Benton. 26 seconds left. Back over to Pinson on the left side. Once again up top to Benton. 20 seconds left. Ben starts to dribble. 10 seconds left now. Ball goes over to Pinson on the left side. 8 seconds. Now goes up top to Benton. 6 seconds. Benton trying to figure out where to go then. Now throws over to Pinson on the left. He's going to try for the 3 to beat the buzzer. Rolls around and goes in. Bennett Pinson with the shooter's roll to give Mountain Home the 4-point lead to end the first half. After two quarters of play, our score, Mountain Home leading Hamburg 26-22. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President with Arvest Bank. We are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fourth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our branches or visit arvest.com/switch to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.